Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichrono Livrocha. Simen Taf Lamed. Shabbos Shalifnei HaPesach, Kori Noso Shabbos HaGodol. Yimei HaNesha Nasebo. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGodol because of the great nace that happened on that day. What was the great nace? That it was on the 10th of Nisan that B'nai Yisrael went out and everyone took a seh, a sheep, and they tied it to their beds to check it for a couple of days. And the Mitzrim said, "What are you doing?" They said, "Oh, we're taking this in order to shecht it for the Karban Pesach." And this was the Mitzrim worshipped the seh. And the Mitzrim were forced to grind their teeth, and they couldn't do anything. And here the B'nai Yisrael are taking the sheep which they worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, and they were helpless. They couldn't attack. They didn't attack us. That was a great nace. That was a great nace. That was like the beginning of the actual Geula. Such a great nace. Now, if you work it out, the 10th of Nisan came out on a Shabbos. That this nace happened on Shabbos. Chazal said, B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. And therefore, Erev Pesach was Wednesday. That was Yud Daled. So if you go backwards, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Shabbos was Yud. So since this nace happened that year on Shabbos, so nowadays we commemorate that Shabbos, even though Shabbos nowadays often is not on Yud Nisan, but still, that Shabbos is considered the special Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Another reason brought down is that the Haftorah of this Shabbos is about the future Gula when Eliyahu is going to come and announce the Geula, and it's called Hayom HaGadol VaHanora. So the word Gadol is used there as well. The Ramah quotes, Hamina Glomer B'mincha HaGadol B'tchilas Avodah Meinu Ad Kaper Kol Avonosav Avonoseinu. There's the minhag is to read the Haggadah on this Shabbos. That's a minhag. The Mishnah quotes, the Gra did not have this custom, but the minhag is that we do this. Why? That was like the beginning of the Gula and the Nisim. So to commemorate that, we go over the Haggadah, and it refreshes our memory for the Seder is going to be coming. You want to go over. So it's a very good time to gather your family together or on your own and review the Haggadah, review the Halachos, review the order of the Haggadah, what's going to be said. This is Shabbos Haggadah. Oh, Siman Tov Lamed Aleph. B'tchilas Leil Yedalad B'Nisan, B'oknes HaChametz Lor HaNer, B'chorin U'Bastakin. On the night of the 14th, the night before the Seder, we check the house with the light of a candle. In all the corners, all the little crevices in the house, we check very carefully the B'dikas HaChametz. Where do you check? B'chol HaMakomo Shederach Achnis Sham HaChametz. Any place where it's normal to bring HaChametz, you have to check. The poskim say that any place, if you have a home with children in it, children put chametz everywhere. One of our rabbis said, my children were like monkeys, and we found chametz everywhere during our Pesach cleaning and then during the Bedika. So any place with children, you have to check basically everywhere. Now, this language of B'tchilas Leil Yedalad means right away at Tzeis HaKochavim. There's a very big inyan to try to start the Bedika right away at Tzeis HaKochavim. We'll see later, the minhag is people Daven Mariv at Seis, and then right afterwards they come home and they do the Bedika as soon as possible after Seis HaKochavim. Oh. Now, the Mishnah here gives you the basic background of why we do Bedika and the Bittul as well. The Bedika is the checking the house for Chametz, and the Bittul is where you nullify the Chametz. The Mishnah here quotes from the Gemara, either one is enough, mi deraisa. If you do a bittul chametz, you nullify the chametz. That's it. It's not yours. It's hefker. It's not yours. So therefore, that's enough. But the Gemara explains that, you know, a person might not have proper intent. It might be hard for him to give up his chametz. It might be worth a lot of money. And when he says the bittul, maybe he doesn't really mean, even though he says it, maybe he doesn't really mean it. And he's not being mevatel b'leiv shalem. And it turns out he'll be owning chametz on Pesach, because he didn't remove it. So therefore, we also remove the chametz from the house. Furthermore, if you left the chametz in your house, after doing bittul. You might come to eat it by mistake. During the whole year you're eating chametz. So for that, for those two reasons, even though a person does bittul, you also have to do bedika. Then why isn't the bedika enough by itself? Well, the answer is because maybe you won't check carefully, and you'll find chametz on Pesach, and you might by mistake have in mind to own it on Pesach. If you did the bittul, so then the bittul took care of that too. It's not yours. It wasn't yours when Pesach started either, even though you missed it. But if you didn't do the bittul and you missed it in the bedika, then when you find it on Pesach, oh, could be now you're violating owning chametz on Pesach, and therefore we have to do the bittul as well, in case you missed something. Well, that's the background of the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Nebenzahl likes to point out this idea that a person might not mean it when he says the bittul. We find that in the davening. We say, you know, kain etzur, we say, v'nafshi ke'afar la'kol tiyeh. My nefesh will be like dust to everyone. Mamash, the language of the bittul, like afar. And then right after Shemoneh Esrei is over, we're angry at someone, we're makbid on our kavod, and we get angry if somebody treats us wrongly. So even though we said the words of nafshi ke'afar la'kol tiyeh, we don't always take ourselves seriously, and we get angry at people. So you see, Rav Nebenzahl says that it's reasonable to think that maybe a person might not have the full kavanah when he says the bittul, and that's one of the reasons why we do a bedikah. Now, in the old days, they definitely used a candle. A candle and not a torch. A torch, it's hard to get into the corners. You're afraid of starting a fire. Use a candle. Nowadays, many have the practice, Rav Nebenzahl writes, and many others write, to use a flashlight. A flashlight is better at seeing all the corners, and you're not afraid of starting a fire. And that has become the common practice, to use a flashlight. Many also have a custom, in order to keep the old custom going, that the people doing the bedikah will use a flash. And one person will carry around the candle. Minhagim are precious, old minhagim are precious, so in many homes, you'll have several people taking flashlights. And one person who is still doing the old custom of going around with the candle, obviously be very, very careful to avoid, you know, any sort of fire hazards on Pesach. Well, Sif Beis. Yizar kol adam shel yaslu b'shum malacha v'lo yochal ad sheyivdok. A person shouldn't get involved in any activity or eating before the bedika. And this starts a half hour before the bedika. We're afraid that you might get involved in whatever you're doing and you'll forget to do the bedika's chametz. You're not supposed to eat either. Eating means you can have a slight snack at Tzima. Eating means more than a kibetza of bread or mazonos. One shouldn't eat that starting from a half hour before the bedika. Well, what if you have a set time to learn? Lo yomad ad sheyivdok. You shouldn't learn until you do the bedika. But here the Mishnah Berurah says, if you ask someone to remind you, then it's mutter. If you set your alarm or something, a watch alarm, a phone alarm, then you'd be allowed to learn while waiting to do the bedika. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Yimischel lilma bibeod yom, ein sarich lahafzik. If you began learning when it was mutter to learn, before the half an hour, so you don't have to stop. But the Brahma says, V'yoshem sarich lahafzik, b'chein nirlik. Sometimes you have to stop anyway, and that's the minug, that when even if you began beheter, bottom line, right now, once it's the time for the bdika, once it's the time of Tzeis HaChavim, you have to stop, and that's the minug, you stop everything at Tzeis HaChavim. You stop everything that's Eisa Kochavim. So we mentioned above regarding learning, that if you set an alarm, you can learn. That's referring to the half hour before Eisa Kochavim. But once Eisa Kochavim starts, we follow the conclusion of the Ramah, that one can stop everything in order to start the Bedikah.